I had put my name down to talk for 3 minutes at the EduScot ICT conference on the 17th of October. I didn't get picked. The mail rejecting me suggested I posted a presentation anyway. This is it. At least I'm not limited to 3 minutes. I've now seen the list of speakers and topics they'll talk about. They sound great, big important stuff. But I want to try and make sure they don't miss the small stuff, the detail. I had put down that I'd talk about the section Implement the Next Generation of Glow, built upon freely available tools and services and open source hosted solutions. I'd said I'd some thoughts about software, open source, Glow One, and paid for, from the point of view of making the tech invisible and future-proof as possible. I had what I was going to say worked out, in my head and in some notes, but a real rethink last week, just after I read about the death of Steve Jobs and just before I got my rejection mail. I've never really been a Steve Jobs fanboy. In fact, the reason I really got interested in computers, HyperCard, was Steve'd abandoned when Mr. Jobs returned to Apple. But by that time, I was a Mac user, and I do appreciate the way that the Mac and the iOS platform has developed. I'm also not a Glow hater. I've trained and helped hundreds of pupils and teachers get into Glow. I've seen some outstanding practice using Glow. The majority of my working day for the past couple of years has involved Glow and promoting it. Last year I went to the Technologies for Learning workshop, EdDiff. A great discussion about how ICT could develop in Scotland. On that occasion, as I recall, I tried to talk about interface and design, but felt that attempting to bring up this was sidetracked, as if the mistakes of Glow 1, now seen, would ensure good user experience for the next one. I don't think it will. Not unless somebody sweats every pixel to make Glow work better. For quite a while now, this mantra has been popular among educational technologists. It's not the tech, it's the teach. But I think the tech needs to be discussed, and more importantly, the user experience needs to be discussed. We can best use technology to teach when the tech is invisible. The problem with Glow is that it was all too visible. The function of a hotel is a place to sleep and eat. What we remember and the reason we return to it is the user experience. So Steve Jobs, here's a wee quote. Design is a funny word. Some people think design means how it looks. But of course, if you dig deeper, it's really how it works. The design of the Mac wasn't what it looked like, although that was part of it. Primarily, it was how it worked. To design something really well, you have to get it. You have to really grok what it was all about. It takes a passionate, committed commitment to really thoroughly understand something. Chew it up, not just quickly swallow it. Most people don't take the time to do that. You need that sort of attention to detail if ICT is going to be used invisibly, if we're going to get on with the teach. I'm also an iPhone user. I've watched the system change, seen features added, not when they were asked for, but when they worked properly. The first iPhone software couldn't even copy text. This essential feature wasn't added until Steve Jobs or Apple decided it worked really well. I also use a lot of online Web 2 services that have been suggested as Glow replacements. A lot of these have far better user experiences than Glow. We should learn from and use them or the user experience they give. One reason that many of these tools work is they are constantly evolving. Mr. Jobs famously said, "You can't just ask customers what they want and then try to give them that. By the time you get it built, they'll want something new." One of the problems with Glow 1 was it was feature locked. Recently new features were added, but the inherent difficulties with the portal made these additions harder to use than was necessary. I want a couple of things. I don't know what sort of technology I want to learn and teach with in a few years. I want to be able to use new services and techniques as they arrive. I also want to be able to alter and change these tools that some folks are excited about. Give me a WordPress blog, but one that I can change, hack, repurpose, add plugins and themes when needed, easily and without fuss. A couple of recent hash Edgescott ICT tweets have been in my mind. One from Kenny Piper. Teachers not resistant to ICT cause of GLOW. They're resistant to ICT cause they're resistant to ICT. Blaming GLOW is tiresome. And Robert Jones. SharePoint for GLOW was a terrible mistake. We all know it. Those with vested interests will never admit it. Time to move on. I think we have to, one, remove the excuse, and two, remember and learn from mistakes as we move on. I'd like whoever's in charge of the next version of GLOW not just to look at the feature set. The feature set of GLOW 1 was, for its time, fine. The problem was the user interface, so I'd like them to think hard on that. Hopefully then we won't be repeating the same mistakes in the past. And hopefully then our children will have invisible technology that will help their learning.